Avenue Q, the Broadway musical, has come to the IU Auditorium for Tuesday and Wednesday night performances. The show loosely follows a college graduate newly come to the big city, looking for fulfillment in love, purpose in life, and most of all, a means of paying the rent. The opening number sets the tone for the show as he and the other tenants of Avenue Q compete for the low place on the totem pole in the song It Sucks to Be Me. Avenue Q describes itself as 80% Tony-winning hilarity, 10% adult situations, and 10% foam rubber. I'm sure that whoever wrote that had it carefully worked out, and I'm not going to quibble with numbers. Tuesday night's audience wasn't quibbling either. There was plenty of laughter, even when songs like Everyone's a Little Bit Racist, If You Were Gay, and Schadenfreude, a celebration of taking delight in others' misfortunes, drew some mixed agreement as well as disagreement. The music's generally just a generic frame for the exceptionally crisply delivered lyrics, but they're well worked out, and That's a Fine, Fine Line is quite lovely. As advertised, there are adult situations, and even though they involve puppets, they're pretty graphic. I have to say that the most adult thing about Avenue Q is its refusal to let its characters, even in success, ride off into the glow of sunset. The final song theme is that this particular moment is only for now. And that's a real adult situation. The production has a very talented cast of singers, voice actors, puppeteers, and all done on stage right in front of the audience. Really, the energy and the accomplishment were outstanding. Singing, acting, and even dancing all worked, and there was a real sense of camaraderie from the ensemble. Tuesday night's packed house gave the show and the cast a well-deserved standing ovation. Avenue Q has just one final performance in the IU Auditorium, this Wednesday evening at 8, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.